Yan Pengcheng, spokesperson with the National Development and Reform Commission, says the National Economic Planner has been tasked with opening up more Chinese sectors to foreign investment, and says there will be a level playing field.
Domestic and overseas-funded enterprises will be treated equally in various aspects, such as approvals for qualification, government procurement, formulating standards, Made in China 2025 policy, projects related to science and technology, as well as registration and listing.
Yan Pengcheng says one of their goals is to make investment procedures for foreign companies easier than it has been.
全面落实外商投资准入前国民待遇。
We will fully adopt the pre-establishment national treatment plus negative list approach, streamline approval procedures for foreign investment, implement a single window and single form registry for foreign companies in the filing of records and business registration process, and streamline the process of setting up businesses, applying for a construction project and cross-border trade.
He adds that law enforcement will also be strengthened to protect the foreign investors' legal rights and interests. The NDRC says it intends to issue two new negative lists for areas where there will be restrictions to foreign investment. This means any areas not on that list will be free to invest in by foreign companies. The lists will include one applying for access to free trade zones and the other for the rest of the country. Yan Pengcheng says one of the important parts of the new negative list is the opening of the manufacturing industry.
Apart from the financial and automotive sectors, a series of new measures will be adopted to access fields such as energy, resources, infrastructure, transportation, commercial circulation, and professional services. On the other hand, opening measures for the next few years will be announced to allow some industries a transitional period in a bid to improve the predictability.
Shareholding limits in the automotive, shipbuilding and airplane manufacturing sectors for foreign investors will also be scrapped. Limits for special purpose and new energy vehicles will be eliminated this year. Commercial vehicle restrictions will be lifted in 2020, while passenger vehicles will be given a full exemption before 2022. Yan Pengcheng says the new plans by the National Development and Reform Commission is a symbol of China's commitment to global trade. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.